Live from the Average Joe Nation studios in St. Clair, Missouri, this is the Average Joe Podcast, a show that proves that in this crazy world, a combination of common sense and a C plus average is actually a superpower. Sure, he's crazy, but what if he's right? Please welcome your host, Damon Gilbert.
Okay, we're going to get right into it today. First, I wanted to do a little house cleaning. Would you please, if you're listening to this on the link I sent you, be sure and just scroll down and hit subscribe. That way you'll get an email from me when I post new stuff. That way you'll know I've got it out there. If I forget to send you an instant message, and that may eventually go the way of the, I may do away with that. It's just, it requires a lot of time. But nonetheless, what I want to talk to you today about is Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley, okay? Nikki Haley, the former governor of South Carolina, who has done nothing but lose in this particular election cycle, or election primary cycle. She's done nothing but lose. She's. I don't know if she's delusional. I used to think it was all an act, and I'm torn between two things. She's either the dumbest person I've ever met, or not met, but I mean the dumbest person that's ever existed, or there's some kind of underlying reason for her remaining in this race, because she's going to go to South Carolina and she's going to be humiliated. From what I'm seeing and what I'm reading, you're talking about a difference of 30 points. 30 points. She's going to be going up against Trump and a couple of other rants, and she's going to be 30 points under Trump. Why would you continue to be in this race? And she doubles down every time I see her talking. Yesterday they said she's going to make an announcement at an event. And I saw the event, and I don't know if you saw it or not, but I got to tell you, folks, I've actually sang karaoke to more people in my backyard than were present at this particular event. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. It was in somebody's backyard. It was terrible. And my question is this: why did you make a big deal out of this announcement? Everybody thought you were going to drop out. That's what they thought you were going to do. Instead, she doubles down. She says, I'm going to continue on. I'm going to continue on for the voters of the United States. I'm going to win this thing. That's what she said. Something along those lines. That's not verbatim, but what are you out of your mind? She has absolutely no possibility of winning. Now, is this just to garner support and then pocket the money? Because that's what happens after an election like that, a primary like this. Well, people donate money to you. If you don't spend it, you get to keep it. Is that what this is all about? I mean, she's an absolute lunatic. I've never seen anything like this. Most people at this point, being 30 points down, would have dropped out two primaries ago. I mean, look what Ron DeSantis did. He said, hey, I can't beat this guy. I'm being humiliated, and I certainly can't go to Florida and be humiliated in my own state. He was that smart. This woman's going to stay in. She says at least she's going to be in there during at least till Super Tuesday. That's what she said. Now, we'll see what happens in South Carolina. It could be even worse than 30 points. It could be as much as 40 points. I don't really know. But is there something underlying in this? Because it the other day it started worrying me. Does she know something we don't? Has she been told something that we are not aware of? And what I mean by that is it a possibility that along the line somewhere she has been told that Donald Trump will not be the Republican nominee? Is that possible? And how would that happen? Well, I can tell you how that would happen. They would take him out. The powers that be would take him out. Is that possible that that would happen? Is it possible that Nikki Haley has been told that? Here's what she said. She is deluded, by the way. Nikki Haley, and this is a quote, I won't drop out until the American people close the door. What does that mean? I think the American people have closed the door. They closed the door. First of all, they kicked you in the ass, told you to get the hell out of their house, slammed the door in your face, and locked it behind you. No one likes you. No one. You've got a small percentage of people, just a sliver, that are deluded enough to believe this woman's still got a chance at this. Trump's leading her by nearly 2-1 margins. Why would you say something so stupid? And then she cries. Yeah, it's embarrassing. It really is. It's embarrassing the way this goes. It really is. Let's see. What, February 6th, the Nevada primary, Haley lost to none of these candidates. That's how much they don't like you. As a matter of fact, if you look at a poll between her and Biden, Biden wins by 9 points. Why would we pick you then? Why would the American public pick you if you're going to get beat by Joe Biden? Now, there's only one way. First of all, it's not going to be Joe Biden. It's going to be Gavin Newsom. We all know that. We all know that. If you haven't figured that out yet, you really need to take a look at how things work. That's how this is going to play out. It's going to be during the convention, and I don't want to repeat myself, but it's going to be during the convention. Joe Biden is going to decide to drop out and not run for re-election. He's going to basically appoint Gavin Newsom as his successor. That's what he's going to do. Now, you think Haley's going to be able to beat Gavin Newsom? I don't think so. No one likes this woman. So is it possible? Is it possible that she knows something we don't? It's kind of scary when you think about it. Has she been told, hey, Nikki, stay in, because Trump's not going to be the nominee? He's not. We're going to take him out. He's going to be gone. Could be. Could be. It worries me. It does. I lose sleep over this. Because at this point, if we don't have Donald Trump running, I don't know what we're going to do. The world is literally falling apart around us. Have you heard that New York City is giving illegal immigrants $10,000 a piece? Did you hear that? Eric Adams has decided that's a good idea. To take New York City taxes, revenue, and distribute it to people who aren't even from this country. That's what he thinks that's a good idea. You think New York City's probably going to go the way of the, the movie Escape from New York? You think that's going to happen? Because I do. Remington, a firearms manufacturer, has decided to leave New York. There's going to be more. There's going to be a mass exodus of business from New York City. Probably a mass exodus from the state of New York. They're committing Harry Caray is what they're doing. They're going to end up with a city that's lawless and filled with people who don't even have, who are not even from this country. Crime will be off the charts. I mean, have you seen some of the physical, the physical prowess of some of the police officers in New York City that you see? At random in videos and stuff. I thought there was some kind of a physical requirement to be a police officer in New York City. Apparently I'm wrong. Because I've seen some fat black women. Like the ones at TSA. You know who I'm talking about? Those women. I mean, I don't know about you, but easiest way to get away with a crime in the city of New York is to be able to sprint 50 yards quickly. These fat women are not going to catch you. They're just not. It's not exactly intimidating. It's not. So New York City's in a lot of trouble. We've got rampant crime. We have illegal immigrants. We've got homelessness. We've got drug abuse. Why would you want to stay in that town? Why would you want to stay in that city? I know it's supposed to be the city that never sleeps. Well, if you don't have revenue coming in, those lights are going to go off in the city. They are. When you've got that O'Leary from the Shark Tank saying, hey, I wouldn't invest in New York City for any reason now. After this judgment against Trump for $335 million, you got a Soros-backed DA, Miss Letitia James. She says she's got her eye on his properties. And if he doesn't pay that bill, what he's been, what he's, the settlement, that she's going to take that, that property from him. You can't make this up. Why would anybody in their right mind agree with this? Why would you do that? This is even if it was, let's just say the tables were turning and it was Joe Biden going through this. Okay. First of all, he will never go through this because they're going to let him do whatever he wants. He's like the polar opposite. He's like the negative of Donald Trump. You know, I'm not saying Donald Trump's as pure as a driven snow, but some of these charges have been brought against him are ridiculous. And yet you've got Joe Biden, which we can prove has broken the law. His son's broken the law. His brother's broken the law. I'm sure his wife has. Jill's probably done something over and over again. Sold out the country. But what do? We don't do anything. We pat him on the back and we say, well, he's a great guy. And, you know, he's just a little, he's befuddled. He's a befuddled old man. Yeah. Unbelievable. What's going on in this country? I keep asking myself that all the time. What has happened to the country that I remember? This is not working out at all. It's not working out for you or me or anybody that is decent in America. We're getting in the shaft worse than before. This is some of the worst I've ever seen it. This is like the Gilded Age. You've got this mega rich and you've got the absolute poor. Middle class is being eliminated as we stare and watch this happen. And people still have they are so ignorant that they think Nikki Haley would be the answer. Or they think Joe Biden would be the answer. I don't know how you fix that. I don't know how you fix stupid. And from everything I've known through my life, I guess you can't fix stupid. Because that's basically what it is. You're doubling down and you're saying, I don't care. Even if we lose, I'm still on this side. Well, then you'll get what you deserve. New York City will get what it deserves. And I, for one, will not shed one single tear. I don't care. Now let's shift gears. We're going to talk about World War III. How about that? That sounds like fun. Let's do that. That's always uplifting. World War III. Okay, which I firmly believe we're in the midst of right now. It's not an actual shooting war. By the big boys. We're doing it a proxy situation. But here's what happened. Russia's Medvedev threatens to nuke US, UK, Germany if Ukraine loses occupied territories. He said that this is a deputy secretary of Russia's Security Council, Dmitry Medvedev. Okay. He threatened to use nuclear weapons against the U.S., the U.K., Germany, and Ukraine if Moscow loses all occupied Ukrainian territories. He says Medvedev, who is also a former president of Russia, has repeatedly threatened to use nuclear weapons, but the threats have so far failed to materialize. Thank God, right? His critics say that these statements are a bluff rather than Russia's genuine plans and are intended to scare the West into making concessions. Well, I don't know if I'd call this guy's bluff. I really wouldn't. Between him and Putin, they say you can take the man out of the Soviet Union, but you can't take the Soviet Union out of the man. These guys were around when the Soviet Union was in existence. So I'd be really careful with that. I'd be really careful with that, especially when we've got the nitwits we've got in the White House right now in this administration. So this is pretty scary. It says attempts to restore Russia's 1991 borders will only lead to one thing, a global war with Western countries with the use of our entire strategic nuclear arsenal against Kiev, Berlin, London, and Washington, and against all other beautiful historical places that have long been included in the flight targets of our nuclear triad. Medvedev said in a reference to the triad of intercontinental ballistic missiles, submarine-launched ballistic missiles, and strategic bombers with nuclear weapons. I tell you, this is pretty scary. This is very scary. And the bad thing is, our administration is going to double down on this and triple down and quadruple down on this. They have no intentions of letting Ukraine become a thing of the past. They really don't. They have no intentions of that. They're going to continue to send money. And we're going to, I guarantee you, from everything I've seen and everything I've read and the generals that I've, that, you know, seem to know what they're talking about. They know more than I do. You know, McClellan, I think it's McClellan, Scott Ritter, there's several of them that have been in military. They know what this looks like, what happens, how this plays out. And I'm telling you, we're going to have boots on the ground in Ukraine fighting the Russians. It's just a matter of time. I don't know when it's going to happen, but when Chuck Schumer gets up there and threatens the entire country with, if you don't sign this bill for $90 billion to give to Ukraine, that you are basically saying it's okay for us to send your kids to war. And that's exactly what they're going to do. We have idiots running this place. We have psychopaths running the country. And they're going to get us into a world war. If, like I said, I think we're in one currently. It's asymmetrical warfare is what it is. But there will be a war either in the Middle East or in Ukraine. We can't even beat, and the bad thing is we can't even beat the Houthis. Okay, they're using $1,000 drones to blow up ships at sea in the Red Sea. And I know Biden said, well, you know, it's pretty tough to beat an F-18. Yeah, but you can. You can. You really can. The United States has never been in an actual war in the past 40 years. We've been in military operations. Actually, it's even been longer than that. I'd say an actual military war was back in the Vietnam War. That was the last time we actually went toe-to-toe with a sizable opponent. And they didn't even have a navy. They didn't even have an air force, and they still beat our asses. So what do you think is going to happen with Russia? What do you think is going to happen with Hezbollah? I mean, up to this point, we have fought guys who ran around in bathrobes and bath towels on their head, in sandals, carrying AK-47s and driving around Toyotas, 4x4s. That's who we were up against. And we can't beat them. You can't beat them. They chased our ass out of Afghanistan. We turned tail in Iraq and left. You can't beat these people because they have no value of life. They don't care. They figure dying is a good thing. You can't beat these people. And then on top of everything else, if you're going to go up against Russia or China, you think China's not going to invade Taiwan? I think they are. I think they're just waiting for the right time. And what are we going to do about it? We're going to make a mean face. Is that what we're going to do? We're going to the UN and cry about it and tell them how to. No. Because I tell you what, at the end of the day, the United States does not give a shit about Taiwan. They don't. They like what they produce. They like the prices they get. But at the end of the day, they still think, and the UK is the same way. Germany's the same way. The United States is the same way. They consider Taiwan to be a part of China. We're no ally of theirs. That's the bullshit story we tell them. But at the end of the day, that's not true. That's not true at all. We're not going to defend them. We're going to go to the UN and we're going to cry and then we'll make a mean face at China and that'll be the end of it. We have too much money invested in China. That's where this all comes from. We sent our industrial base over to China and now we're paying the prices for it. That's what we're doing. We have no way. We have nothing. Do you know who makes all the most, who makes all the batteries for all the cars, the electric cars? China does. So how are you going to fight these guys? Right now we're importing oil because somehow or other we think that turning off our strategic or our source in the United States is going to save the planet somehow or other. And don't get me started on climate change. We could talk for hours about that. The biggest con ever perpetrated on the American public, you know, it really is. Other than large weddings, that's the other one. But that's an aside. This is a joke. This whole thing is. And we're right in the crosshairs of this thing right now. And one strategic move incorrectly, which I don't know, Blinken and Sullivan and Biden, these guys are all morons. You've got Victoria Nuland, who's just chomping at the bit to go to war with Russia. Yeah, and I guess she would. She's a woman. She's not going to have to serve. She's not going to have to serve on the front lines. Of course not. Victoria Nuland, she is a warmonger. She's from the Institute of War. She's been like this. She's the one that was in 2014, was down in the in Ukraine, in Kiev, in the square down there, handing out chocolate chip cookies to Nazis. And I'm not shitting you, real Nazis. I'm not talking about the ones with a Confederate flag in their double wide, okay, out in Tennessee somewhere. I'm talking about real Nazis. I'm talking about the Azov Brigade from Ukraine. These guys are the real deal. Swastikas on their uniforms. Ukraine is the only country in the world that actually has a Nazi brigade, an actual Nazi brigade. It's not like it's under it's out there for everybody to see. They're the only ones, and we continue to give them money. And what happens when you say you don't agree with something with a lefty in the United States? Now they call you a Nazi. That's how stupid these people are. Yeah. So we're right on the precipice of World War III. And to actually put it in actual terms, we are in the midst of World War III. It just so happens no one's dying. And what's funny is all of America doesn't really give a shit. They really don't. Because world wars always happen over there. You know what I mean? They're always over there. We'll watch it on TV. We'll watch it on the news. But it's over there. We really don't care. Wait until your kids start getting drafted and sent over there. Because if you think that's not going to happen, you're out of your mind. They will do this. The people that run this country are psychopaths. They really are. And the majority of Congress, the cabinet, the president himself, they're all psychopaths. Just look it up. Look up the definition of psychopath. People do not get to these levels of power without being mentally ill. They don't. There are occasions. I'm not saying they all are. I shouldn't say that. That's painting with a pretty broad brush. Let's just say, I would say out of all of Congress, there's 435 members of Congress. There's 100 senators, so that's 535. You've got cabinet and, you know, Supreme Court judges. Let's say you got 550 people. Out of that 550, I would say 20 are not psychopaths. That's it. That's all. So you get some serious people here in serious positions who have the ability to destroy the world, basically. So what's going to happen? I have no idea. I think at the end of the day, we are going to end up in a confrontation with Russia. I do. And the problem is imagine Putin going up against Biden. Imagine that. If you haven't seen the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, please do. Check it out. I'll see if I can't put a link on this on my site here on this episode. I'm telling you, whether you like him or not, and believe me, he's a thug. There's no doubt about it. He's not the nicest guy in the world. I mean, he's ex-KGB. It doesn't get any meaner than that, unless you're a Mossad member from Israel. Excuse me. But I can tell you this much. That guy can run rings around Biden. Biden, I saw him today. I saw him today walking with Nancy Pelosi to the helicopter that they were going to be, you know, they were going to be rushed off somewhere. And they were holding hands, walking across the tarmac. Folks, I'm not kidding you. Both of them have dementia. You can tell by their gait, by the way they walk. They are severely mentally damaged. Both of them are. My grandmother was like this. I remember that gait. I remember that walk. I've known other people who have dementia. They've gotten old. They're afraid to walk. Their balance is off. Excuse me. I'm telling you, we've got psychopaths running the country. Psychopaths. So we've got some serious issues in the United States right now. The kind that are not solved by people who have dementia. I mean, what they should be doing is taking Joe Biden's keys away from him for the car. You know, say, Dad, you can't be driving anymore. Now, if you can't drive a car, which I'm sure he can't, you shouldn't be running the country. My father's 88 years old. I don't want him running anything, okay? I'm 65. I probably shouldn't be involved in that. But compared to these people, I'm a youngster. I'm 65 years old. Or 64, yeah, if you want to be technical about it. I'm 64 years old. I'm a teenager compared to these idiots. These people are older than dust, and they will not relinquish the reins of power. They absolutely refuse to. And they're going to get us into war with Russia. That's what they're going to do. That's what they want to do. They want Biden or whoever's running for, you know, running for president in November. I think it's going to be Gavin Newsom. I don't think it's going to be Kamala. I don't. I've said that before. I'll say it again. I think Gavin Newsom's going to, he's a snake in the grass right now. He's looking for an opportunity. You can't see him. He's, you know, he's in like 6 inches of grass, and he's just slithering along. Just looking, you know, with that serpent's tongue coming out as he's smelling everything to see what lies ahead. That's what he's doing. Yeah. He's just waiting. He's waiting for his opportunity, and they're going to give it to him. I'm telling you. And it doesn't matter. I know what everybody's saying. He ran California into the ground. There's no way they're going to, you know, promote him. He's not going to do it. The hell he isn't. Joe Biden didn't. He came in fifth in New Hampshire in the primary. And he's the president. Fifth. That's never happened before in American history. That somebody who's running for New Hampshire in the New Hampshire primary comes in down that far. Don't tell me Gavin Newsom can't be the nominee. Don't tell me that. He's got the looks. He's got the experience. Was it the fifth largest economy in the world? Yeah, he ran in the ground, but you know what he's going to do? You know what he's going to do? He's going to lie. He's going to lie. He's going to blame it on Republicans. Did you see the other day? Jon Stewart and Fareed Zakaria were on, I think it was The Daily Show. Yeah, saying that all the failing cities are Democrat, run by Democrats. And who they blame it on? The Republicans. Of course. Come on, think about it. He's going to lie. That's what he's going to do. Yeah. And it's going to work. He's got that great smile. He's got that oiled back hair, right? Great teeth. Charismatic speaker. Who would you pick? I mean, compared to Joe Biden, it's like the polar opposite. The guy at least can put a sentence together and give a speech. He's as crooked as the day is long. And I tell you what, I've said this before, I'm going to repeat it. If you were casting for the devil in a movie to come down to Earth and, you know, and wreak havoc, who would you pick? Would you pick Joe Biden or would you pick Gavin Newsom? Of course you'd pick Gavin Newsom. He looks like the devil. He looks like the devil incarnate is what it looks like. He's the guy. I'm telling you, that's who it's going to be. And if Trump lives long enough, it'll probably be Gavin Newsom against Donald Trump. And it'll be close. Wait and see. They're going to have a full court press to try to get this guy elected. And if they don't, and Trump does end up in the position of another 4 years, they're going to hammer him from day one. They're already setting up legal roadblocks for him. They're hedging their bet. If Gavin Newsom can't get elected, they're hedging their bets. They're going to say, okay, if we can't do this, we're going to try and do everything we possibly can to prevent him from having any power whatsoever. And they'll put up on him for 4 years. They will. They'll blame everything that happens. What they're going to do is they're going to blame everything that Joe Biden has done in the past 4 years. All the decisions, all the disasters, all the missteps, all the mistakes, everything, all the disasters he's caused. They're going to blame it on Trump. That's what they did last time. And we're going to throw Rush in just for shits and grins. Yeah. He's a puppet. He's this. He's that. Yeah. It's going to be more of the same. It really is. You mark my words. It's going to be more of the same. They've already started it. Yeah, they've already started it. And by the way, just as an aside, I saw an interview the other day. Look for this term over the next 6 months. Okay. Nationalist Christian, a Christian nationalist. Okay. So, in other words, this woman was on, I can't remember who it was, but she was on MSNBC. She's a lefty, of course. And she was saying that they're, you know, Trump supporters are not just, they're not Christian, they're Christian nationalists. So, there's a difference between a Christian and a Christian nationalist. And she went into some detail of how that worked. A Christian nationalist believes that God is the one that makes the rules and that, which I kind of thought that's what a Christian was all about. And by the way, I think it actually says in the Constitution something along those lines. But nonetheless, they're trying again, once again, to play wordsmiths. Okay, they're playing word games. They've come up with this new term, and it's called a Christian nationalist. Just mark my words. That's just an aside. Anyway, I guess I've said plenty this time. I hope I haven't ruined your day with this. And I hope I've been, at least we got to look at the humorous side of it, right? And from what I understand, I'm going to talk about this later. Sounds like we've landed on the moon again. Am I wrong on this? I think this was, they were able to land a lunar lander of some kind. I'm going to do some looking into this because I think that was yesterday it happened. The day that we had all the cellular outages. So it's funny, we can land them, according to them, we can land on the moon, but we can't make a cell phone call across the street. That sounds about right. But we're going to talk more about that because I've got a lot of opinions about this these moon projects. So anyway, I will talk to you again tomorrow, next time. How about that? I can't guarantee it'll be tomorrow because, again, this is all in the building process right here. I'm still working on a system that's going to work. So right now it's free. So I'll show up when I feel like it. now I start charging you for this, for the privilege of listening to me. Then I'll be here every day. I promise you that. Now, one thing I want to warn you about, I think I'm going to make these segments a little bit shorter and have maybe a couple a day, something like that, because I'm finding that it's easier to do that than to try and do like a 45 minute. Plus, it's hard to hold people's attention for very long. You know how it is. You get distracted. I know I'm like that. I figure I get them down to 10, 12 minutes a piece and maybe two, three of them. A day. We'll see. It's another, like I said, another work in progress. Anyway, if you get a chance and you want to, by the way, on my site now, which is with Substack, there is a button down there to comment. Okay. And there's a button to subscribe, which I'd appreciate if you did that. That way you'll get an email from me each time I post something new. And then there's a comment button down there. I would love to hear your comments. I really would. Tell me I'm full of shit. That's fine with me. Because I am, and I'll readily admit it. But if you've got some ideas on what you want me to talk about, I'd love to hear it. So anyway, that's all I got today. You guys have a good day. It is, It is the 23rd of February, and Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. Let's go, Brandon.
As always, thanks for listening to the Average Joe Podcast. Be sure to check out our website at www.averagejoenation.media and follow us on social media. Remember, if you haven't told all your friends, you're wrong.